A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it will, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. The world is full of Nicodemuses. Each of us carries some of Nicodemus within us, I think. That part of us marked by a certain cloudiness, an ambiguity, and a lack of understanding. That part of us still in the darkness, a bit distant from true or complete faith, not quite at home with Jesus' notion of birth from above. Yet, haven't we all had some experiences of change that feel like new birth, induced by having our life shaken to the core by that wind that blows where it will? I would tell the following story to the Nicodemus in today's gospel and the one residing inside of each one of us. It's a true story reported recently on Charles Osgood's TV program Sunday Morning. This young man in his 30s, struck by Lou Gehrig's disease, finding himself, of course, with markedly diminishing vitality, yet possessed of a very active mind, asks himself how he might continue to live with meaning. How, for example, might he spread kindness in this world? This is how he starts. He finds two young girls and gives each of them $50, asking them to spend it on some act of kindness toward others. It happens that their father had spent time in a village in one of the African countries in the Peace Corps, and he had kept in touch with people there. He had told his daughters of how Ebola had hit that village, but now the crisis seemed over and the people were rejoicing. The girls decided their newfound money could go to those people so they could have a real party to celebrate the end of Ebola there. They sent their gift. When the young man who had given the girls the money received a note of thanks from the village leaders expressing their delight and appreciation for the gift, for the spirit of new life that it gave their people, he got the idea to expand his efforts. He continued to give small grants of money, especially to young people, who in turn kept spreading goodness and kindness all over the globe. And the giving has continued to spread. The young man has found new meaning in his life. He calls what has happened the butterfly effect, based on the notion that when the small butterfly spreads its wings here, it can cause a huge natural phenomenon equivalent to a tornado to happen elsewhere. You see, Nicodemus, this is what Jesus meant by being born from above. It's about living a whole new life, about becoming a whole new person, while at the same time remaining the same person. It answers questions like, how could Nelson Mandela, for example, become so forgiving? Or how could Etty Hillesum choose to love instead of hate those who imprisoned her in Nazi Germany? Really, it's about looking out at life with the wonder of a newborn infant. It is rebirth achieved by the Spirit. Nicodemus, you hinted at the foolishness of Jesus' talk of being born again, responding to him, "Surely a man can't re-enter his mother's womb, can he?" You missed the point. Jesus is clearly not talking about something physical. He's talking about an inner transformation that gives light to an inner darkness. The young man in my story understood that. He found a whole new life through selflessness. You see, Nicodemus, it's really about the very core of the gospel. Resurrection, starting over, rising to new life. Remember Jesus told you not to be amazed that he said you must be born from above? To enter the kingdom of God, we all have to be ready to be surprised by the Spirit, to listen for it and allow it to shake up our lives, that it might induce a new birth in us.